The old lady appeared to forget Polly at the end of her speech, for she sat patting the plump little hand that lay in her own and looking up at a faded picture of an old gentleman with a ruffled shirt and a queue. "Was he your father, madam?" "Yes, my dear, my honored father. I did up his frills to the day of his death. And the first money I ever earned was $5, which he offered as a prize to whichever of his 6 girls would lay the handsomest darn in his silk stockings." "How proud you must have been," cried Polly, leaning on the old lady's knee with an interested face. "Yes, and we all learned to make bread and cook and wore little chintz gowns and were as gay and hearty as kittens. All lived to be grandmothers, and I'm the last. 70 next birthday, my dear, and not worn out yet, though daughter Shaw is an invalid at 40. That's the way I was brought up, and that's why Fan calls me old-fashioned, I suppose. Tell more about your papa, please. I like it," said Polly. "Say, father, we never called him papa. And if one of my brothers had addressed him as governor, as boys now do, I really think he'd have him cut off with a shilling.